Late night. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. I'm your host. Sitting here kind of trying to decompress from the day, from the week, from the moment. And I hope you guys are doing well. I wasn't going to do anything tonight because Ken, Nikki, and I were on last night talking to you guys. Well, coming to you guys with a little real talk. So you guys can check that out in the archives. You can look below, and this episode and on the Real Talk with David and Nikki, and see all the stuff that we talked about last night. Had fun. We have a lot of fun together, and we chill and just kind of gossip and talk about what's going on, you know, in the world, in our cities, in our lives. And just like I said, bring you a little bit of real talk. But this is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I've been doing so many collaborative shows here in recent weeks that sometimes it's good just for me to be kind of by myself when I'm doing my David thing. Which there's nothing wrong with that. I like doing my David thing. I have fun doing me and being me and all that good stuff. But anyhow, like I said, I hope you guys are doing well. It has been a crazy week. Thankfully, I'm back on my regular schedule, you know, a few weeks ago, and I'm feeling good. I haven't felt good in a long time. I think that whole you need to have rest and you need to sleep, and I think you really need to be in tune with that, and so you'll feel good, because I was feeling like crap because working every day, you know, in excess of what, 60, 70 hours a week. You know, if not more, and then having your home personal obligations to take care of, and then also you know, wanting to have a little bit of a life. And of course I was traveling a little bit. I was doing stuff on the weekends and then going to work behind it. So it took a toll on me. I did announcement. I have, hopefully, I think I have finally kicked the smoking thing. I think I did. Hopefully, I am able to stay on this path of not smoking, and because it's definitely been a difficult one for me off and on. You know, early part of the year, I had started with the e-cigarette, which is, I think, it's a perfectly awesome and amazing tool to use for somebody who wants to stop smoking, and of course I'm one of those people. But it didn't work out so much. I just couldn't get the whole thing was just weird to me, and it was not that it was foreign, it was just weird. But the good people at Mark 10, I think it's Mark 10. See, that's who I started with. Mark 10 e-cigarettes. They revamped the technology, and it's closer to the sensation of a real cigarette now. The taste is different. It's just a lot better, and so this time it kind of stuck. I haven't had a regular cigarette in over a week. Yeah, because today is, what, Wednesday? Yeah, and over, well, I guess it's just about a week, because I started Tuesday on my first day off And before that, I was like, I'd have a real cigarette, then the next three times I wanted to smoke, I would use my e-cigarette. And so that's how I started, because like I said, the Mark 10 people, they sent me a ton of coupons for free, for the free little the charger and then the cartridges. Because so I got a total of six cartridges free from Mark 10, and then two of the little chargers. So I thought that was kind of cool, and with them changing the technology and it being a lot better, it has helped me a lot. So it's a struggle. It's going to be a struggle until until I'm 100% certain that I'm done with the smoking thing. And I want to welcome to the chat room my boy, my friend, Mr. Ken Boggle himself. Ken Boggle has a podcast here on Spreaker sometimes, but mostly on Blog Talk Radio. And if you listen to the last one he did over on Blog Talk Radio, .com/KenBoggle, I was on there last Thursday. I don't know what he's doing tomorrow, but tomorrow at 11 p.m. Central, 12 o'clock Eastern, he'll be bringing his Ken Boggle style to the people. So check out the last one he did, and then check him out tomorrow. And then newcomer to the group, Mr. Austin. Thank you for joining me. I think this is the first time you've been on my show. I've seen you followed me on Facebook. Thank you for that. I do appreciate new people coming in to hear me run, spout off at the mouth, because I'm liable to say anything. And sometimes I get sick of hearing my own self. So if y'all get sick of hearing me, y'all know what to do. But no, it's fun. I want to thank everybody who's been listening to the show, has been listening to Real Talk with David and Nikki. Our iTunes numbers have gone up. Our iHeart numbers have gone up. I think thanks in part to Ken and Nikki joining me on Real Talk, and of course Fanboy Weekly, which is one of the shows that is very close to my heart because I'm such a nerd, and I finally came out of that nerd closet, so to speak. And today, here's the tea. Today, Wednesday is New Comic Book Day, and I'm not going to talk about much comic book stuff tonight on this show because that's not what we do here. But tomorrow, before Ken's show at 8 o'clock, I have a comic book specific show on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/comicbooked, comicbooked. And I will have a special guest joining me tomorrow. I thought I was going to have K-Face Rules, but I didn't get him the information, so I think it would be kind of unfair to for him to be after one day. Maybe, who knows? But I will have a special guest tomorrow talking with me, because Batman 75 started pretty much today. The 75th anniversary celebration of Batman started today, but we'll talk about that later. But for a late night type of thing about the comic book store, all the cute boys were at the comic book store today. Let me tell you, when I tell you all the cute boys were there, I mean, and thing is, when a lot of times y'all know this, because there is a kind of a big gay pop culture, comic book, gaming culture out there. On Facebook, there's a group called the Gay Geeks, and so and so this is the first time. Now I know they're out there because when I was in Indianapolis, and even when I was in Owensboro for the two cons, you know the gay boys. And I'm like, oh, but today at my favorite local comic book store here in town, they were in there about 10, 11 deep. Let me tell you, they was in there 10, 11 deep. And I was like, damn. And there was one, and I know he was checking for me. And I was like, And so, I guess you don't know. You don't know how I am when I'm flirting. And my flirt is just like everything else. It comes through humor. And the guy, he had grabbed a Superman Wonder Woman comic book, issue number 10, but he grabbed the regular copy. I was like, hey, I said, what you doing? You better get the regular copy. That's, and I told him who the the artist was, and he kind of smiled, and he was just, for me, perfect. So I'm like, all right. But then I turn around and there's like five super model nerds behind him. I'm like, where'd y'all come from? And of course I'm being the comic relief at the moment. And oh, very cool, Austin. On Facebook, are you joining one where you live at? And so, and they was looking around. And everybody was kind of having that little talk, and this one guy, he had a really cool, like, handlebar mess. Anyhow, they was all up in my comic book store today, and I'm like, "This is I need to come." But see, normally I'm with my nephew, so I can't, you know, I can't be a whore when I got the children with me. I can't. Oh, I did too, Austin. I'm part of the gay geeks group as well. Very cool. But you know, I can't be, you know, all wide open when I got the children with me. Who this woman? But I don't know. I'm cracking myself up. But anyhow, they was up in there. So, straight girls, gay boys, go to your comic book store because you might be missing your man, thinking that these nerds are not worthy of your time because some of them got bodies, you know. But anyhow. So tonight's show, we're gonna talk about, let's see, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Apollo Naida, or whatever his name is. What else? Oh, this show is called Bitch or Biatch. I didn't want to be too vulgar because I'm a bitch. I know it. It's so funny. I was talking to my mother today, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want bitch, but I'm a good one. But we'll talk about that. What else? And what is a, and I seen it earlier today, and I've been trying to find it again, and I wondered, I just now happen to start thinking about it right now. It's a new kind of metrosexual, spornosexual. But we're gonna talk a little bit about that. And what else? We'll think about something else. My name is David. It is the, I almost said Fanboy Weekly. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG. I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to ME, I'm going 30 hours online straight now. You make it hard to leave. Been to Middle-earth, do you speak my language? Your elf ears don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. With me. You name all 12 of the ducks, I can't resist that. And what's the core in your wand? I think that ours match. Cause I know with me you get sore. Durm strength to Hogwarts. I'm pretty sure I'm you cast a curse, girl. The Imperious One. Been to Comic Con, hope you speak my language. Your Harley Quinn don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Uno. Medical lady, three. Dos. She wanted all my XP. Tres. My 64 makes her want me. Cuatro.
Oh. One ring. Up, up, down, down, forward, back, AP. You don't need a cheat code, girl, to get with me. Just add my clan tag, bring a high KD. Cause the headshots we'll be making, we'll be tapping the team. Or Magic the Gathering. deck on deck. You're like Twilight, yeah, I ain't touching your neck. I got nerd friends, but they're friends with respect. I can call up Iron Man without breaking a sweat. And I wanna hear issues, yeah, I'm talking about your comments. Cause the fact of the matter ain't no go better than a girl that talks on electronics. For us to get along, just tell me Lucas got it wrong. Cause clearly in Star Wars, the first shot was made by Han.
Love the Enterprise, now I speak the language. People have tried, don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me.
I can still.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
This song is so totally hilarious, and you guys will probably hear this song a lot from me or on my on any of my shows because I think it's funny. Austin Wright, you would agree, right? It's so funny, and it's made on it's by K-Face Rules. Now he's going to be on the 5x5. I was going to have him on Comic Book Tomorrow, but I think time got away from me, so I couldn't get him all the right information. But we will definitely have him. We will definitely have him on. On the show soon, but no, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm glad you guys have chosen to hang out with me tonight as we spit a little late night in your ear. That's about as hood as I get, right? Anyhow, thank you guys for listening. You can always catch any of our past shows on our blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, or the Facebook page, the 5x5, completely spelled out. The blog, the fives are numeric, just like in our Twitter address at the 5x5. So, like I said, I hope you guys are having a great week. It is hump day, but I'm off. You know, I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So I have one more day off. So I think I want to hang out with the fam tomorrow. You know, have a little lunch and do a movie that I've already seen, but they haven't. But it's Captain America 2, and I. You know, I can see it again. Oh, wait a minute. That's going to mess up some things. We got to do it. You know, shoot. See, they be messing my plans up. Anyway. So, if we went to break, I was telling you guys that we're going to talk about a couple of different things tonight. But, spornosexual. Do you guys know what a spornosexual? I just seen this today. I'd heard the term earlier in the year, and I'm like, that's just stupid. It's straight guys. You know, I think metrosexual is the is a passé term now. And I, of course, Instinct Magazine, I get a lot of my information from there. But Instinct Magazine says we've already bid adieu to metrosexual and welcomed with open arms the millennial replacement, spornosexual. But we still don't know much about the elusive culture of the young straight man, so the Telegraph lent a helping hand with a video report on the movement, which is said and done. It sounds like a bunch of young guys who were influenced by Jersey Shore. Which, if you look at the video, if you go to instinct.com and look for spornosexual, it's all these, and here's my thing. I hate when people are vain. I don't like people who are vain. I don't like people who think that they're so fine that gives them, I don't know if it gives them a little bit, what's the word I'm looking, liberties than someone else that may not have the body or may not have the clothes or may not have the style. I could care less. And these guys from across the pond, I mean, they were cute. They had bodies, but one had back knee, one had squirrel teeth, you know, one had a lazy eye, but then they're like, oh, we look so good. And, you know, and we take care of our bodies. And I spend $150 on food each week. And you know what, boys, put that in the can because nobody really care. Because I think when it really comes down to it, if you're a good person, initially, that will get the door open. You know, I do have my boundaries with teeth, and Ken knows this as well. But, yes, spornosexual is the new term for metrosexual, or that's the term they're trying to, that's right, spornosexual, that is. It's on, if you go to instinctmagazine.com, it's on the front, on one of the little articles on their front, on their homepage. But you have to watch the video. You have to watch the video. It's more video than article. But that's the new thing that the straight men who want to be as fashion conscious and body conscious and style conscious as the gay boys. But the thing is, you know, I never thought, I was just kind of regular. You know, when I lived in Atlanta, even when I lived in Atlanta, I never, you know, paid close attention or really cared much about what the latest styles were. Or, you know, I think you always have to be a little body conscious, because unfortunately, a lot of people judge you on where, but then again, there's a culture in Atlanta and a lot of major cities, the bear culture. If you're a bigger guy, you know, you can still be embraced. And, I didn't have any problems getting a date, but, I never really, the whole fashion thing, you know, jeans. Yeah, they're very Jersey Shore cocky. For me, it was jeans, button up, hat, most of the time my baseball hat, tennis shoes. You know, I had Tim's that I would wear to, you know, a club or whatever. But it was just, you know, it really didn't matter to me. You know, I had friends that were more into, oh, I got to look a certain way to go to a certain club. And I always kind of rejected that, you know, that attitude. I'm like, yeah, that whole keeping up with the Joneses thing, but just a physicality type of thing, not just a, you know, because then the flip side of that coin is, you know, everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses because money and prestige and job and all that stuff, which at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter because you can't take it with you. And if somebody likes you because they have, because you have quote unquote a good job or quote unquote money, then that's a person I don't really want liking me because they like me for the wrong reasons. Me, I want people to like me for me because I think I'm funny. And I've, and you know, of course I'm a bitch, but I think I'm funny. And I think people respond to that, and I try to make people comfortable, and I don't want anybody to feel different or feel any way unless they have bad teeth. I'm sorry, that's my one flaw, that's the one kink in my armor. I you know, if you have bad teeth, and I'll be friends with you, but this, when we're talking, I'm probably looking in your mouth the whole time. I'm sorry I said it. Anyhow, the boys in the chat room, Ken says for him it was jeans and a t-shirt. Yeah, kept it simple. Austin says the definition for metrosexual is what I need to do when shopping, walk past Banana Republic stores without making a purchase. as long as my eyes, brows, and lips look good, I was happy. My hair. You know, I'm bald, so I shaved my hair, so I didn't have, you know, I didn't care about the hair thing. And I wanted my goatee to look, my chin strap and my goatee to always look right. I also put a lot of old pictures up of me. But it's more a facial hair thing that I cared mostly. Cause you know, you don't want no jacked up beard going out to the club and stuff. But, you know, I really didn't care. But then it came to a point to when I was getting older. Shush, Ken. when I was getting older, you know, going to the club and being part of that environment wasn't not for me. You know, I've been to a club maybe twice in the last almost 3 years. That's how much it's not important to me. I'd rather go to a comic book convention and look at all the cute gay boys in the light and smell celebrities. Anyhow. That is not true, Ken. Ken says that my list is car, job, teeth, smell good. There's a list. He said there's a list forever long on what David don't play. But here's no. Let's put this in context. I don't care what job you have. You just need to be employed because I'm not raising no grown ass man. Two. I know when I was in Chicago, not Chicago, I was in Washington, D.C. It was during either it was IML, the International Male Leather Convention thing. And there are people into smells. You know, we was down there in the hole in the little host hotel during the convention, and there were people lifting their armpits up and pushing pushing people's noses into their pits, talking about smell it. I'm not one of those guys. So if you come around me and I can smell armpits, there's nothing we now a little man musk ain't bad, but you know, pits and ass and booty and stuff like that, I don't like that. That ain't what I do. and teeth, I'm sorry. There are a few things that are a very instant, it's almost an instant indicator of how you take care of yourself. Fingernails, your feet, and your teeth. I'm pretty sassy. But if you have jacked up feet, that means you don't buy, not that you can't afford to buy shoes, you don't take care of your feet. You know, you got black toenails and gnarled toenails and bear claws and stuff like that. Take care of your feet. It's a health thing. Fingernails, if you have dirty fingernails, that means you ain't washing your ass. Wash your ass. Teeth, if you're grown, and you have a job that goes with the job, because dental insurance for these corporations, even when it's right, I have a gauge. If a person's teeth isn't as smile isn't as good as mine, I'm not kissing them and I'm not dating you. I did it once. I gave up once. Gave that up because I thought I was really into the in a per into the person, but you know, see what that got me. but no, so you know, teeth. I think it's all about a cleanliness thing and a health thing, and I'm not knocking anybody. I could be friends with people with dirty fingernails and busted up toes and ragged teeth. We just can't date. Because how I'm gonna take you somewhere, you know. I do have a little bit of a reputation, but you know what? Speaking of teeth, I dated a person, somebody that I wanted to date a long time, but he was in a relationship, and it's so funny, my best friend could attest to the story, he had moved away, and when he comes back to town, this is when I was living in Atlanta. When he comes back to town, he calls me up. We used to play City of Heroes together. He calls me up, and I'm like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" You know, I forgot that I had given him my number. He's like, "Well, I'm back in town." I'm like, "Okay, that's nice. You know, we should get together. I'm at work. I'll holler at you later." And so, a week went past, and he calls me back. Well, let's go do. Calls me out. Want to go do lunch today? He was happening to live in the same city with me. I'm like, oh, that'll work. We can chill. We can go to the. We can go have lunch together at Zaxby's. Now, if you guys live in a city where there's a Zaxby's, I absolutely love Zaxby's and Zax sauce. It's the best chicken in the world, right? Anyhow, so we go to Zaxby's, and that's when they first start coming up with these birthday cake shake stuff. I think Zaxby's was one of the first ones. Anyhow, that's neither here nor there. But anyhow, so we get together, you know, and then we start dating. And I always said that he wasn't my boyfriend, but I guess he kind of was. I guess if you're having sex and you're spending all your time together, and he's cooking for you and stuff, I guess that's dating. But I didn't want to own it because, again, you had your priorities messed up. You know, you couldn't pay your bills, but yet still you could waste $300 on a stupid hat. Didn't make sense to me. And then I'm looking in his mouth one day because that's what I do, and I'm like, "What happened to your tooth?" He tells me that his ex, who I happen to know, punched him in the face, and his tooth fell out, and he stuck it back in his mouth, and it finally died. I about lost it. I'm like, "Excuse me? Can y'all believe that?" Who doesn't like Zach sauce? Zach sauce is on point. Austin, yeah, you lost a coup point for that, Mr. Austin. You lost a coup point. But like I said, so it's porno sexual, whatever. I think since Ken put my tea out here on Spreaker, I had to clarify why I do have some limits in, but not for the reasons on the surface that you think I have them. I think they're legitimate. I guess I'd say, are they legitimate, Ken? Did I give a good legitimate excuse? Yes, the dead tooth. It was the dead tooth, and it wasn't cute. Trust me. Anyway, we're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about Mr. Apollo from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Just stay tuned for this. My name is David. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show.
Alright, straight up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it and pock it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'm a dog, get off and ballin'. Shit on the off and drink a whippin' with the Dawkins. Stealing them softly. Like, bitch, I'm the shit and you nose it. Step out my outfit, pippin' in motion. Yo, pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it? Family.
You know, I think if a girl like Tinashe, who sings that "Who Am I Working For," would sing that song to me, I think she can get me. She might have to have a penis, but I think she can get me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's a sexy song to me. The rap, the vocals, and everything. This song is just sexy to me. I haven't played it in a long time. But that's Tinashe. You can find her on Reverb Nation. Who Am I Working For? Because that song is kind of... It's so funny when I go to break. And most of my... I play like more of a urban song. I have another song playing tonight that's not too urban. But I'm just a bouncer. That's one thing I miss about not going out. Because I love to dance. And black people don't know. The boy might be a particular size, but the boy is light on his feet. Catch it. And so I like to dance because we would get, because in Atlanta, you can go to these clubs, you can just dance all night because they played my music. And I say this, you know, I've said it before on the show. Atlanta will spoil you for the rest of the world. And that's why I talk about Atlanta so much, because I'm still affected about what I experienced when I lived there. People say, oh, you're a racist. No, I'm not. I have a ton of white friends. And living in the city that I live, you can't be a black person can't be racist. They could be pissed, but they can't be racist. But no, because in Atlanta it was for you, because not that it's segregated, and it's just the way of the world in Atlanta, because the black folks do what they do and the white folks do what they do. There's very, very seldom that you, not, of course, I had white friends when I lived, I was dating white men when I lived in Atlanta, but there's very seldom that you see a lot of mixing. I mean, the neighborhoods are segregated, and not segregated in the sense that you say, oh, you white people, you have to live over here, and you black people, you have to stay over there and don't y'all mix. It's just the way it was from a cultural standpoint. And again, from a cultural standpoint, black people like one type of music. White people like country. No, I'm kidding. Y'all don't like country. I know y'all like to do Taylor Swift and all them things and Blake Shelton and all them, but Kelly Pickler. No. No, but seriously, on a serious note, you know, we culturally, we like, you know, them old, ah, yeah, boom, ba, da, boom. You know, we like that kind of stuff. And y'all like that stuff that y'all jump and jump on people and mosh around. We like different things, and that's okay. It's okay to like different things. And so in Atlanta, I got to listen to and go to clubs that play the heavy bass, urban, you know, influenced music that I loved. I didn't have to go to a club and wait to every fourth song or fifth song to hear something that I would remotely like. It's so funny because a few weeks ago, you know, I reconnected with my best friend a few weeks ago when he was here in town, and I went to the club, the local club here, and I asked the DJ, I'm like, hey, you know, Beyonce is one of those artists, you know how I love Beyonce. Beyonce is one of those artists who kind of transcends the color lines, because she's very pop, you know, her music, even though on this latest album, it's probably the most R&B album other than the first one that she's ever had. When you think about the other stuff that she's done between Dangerously in Love and this last album, the visual album, there's a lot of pop stuff, you know, Unbreakable, that's Alicia Keys. The To the Left song, that one, Single Ladies, Deja Vu, Crazy, well, not Crazy in Love, but a lot of those songs there, they were very, very pop and B. You know, had a little pop, had a little bit of rhythm and blues. This last album was very urban, you know, and I like Diva, you know, that was my song. Very, very urban. And I asked the DJ, which is somebody we happen to know, I said, do you have Drunken Love? And he was like, I don't know. I mean, how, come on now. So that's why, you know, about the club thing in Atlanta will spoil you. Although I did go with even the strip club, Swingin' Richards, they played urban music. So, because urban music obviously is the best music to strip to. What is that song called, To the Left, though? Irreplaceable. And God created Saturn, and he liked it so much, he put a ring on it. Where'd you get that at, Mr. Austin? That's cute. But anyhow, and to go back to the comic book story, this was my customer service story for today. I'm in there's two comic book stores here that I go to. One that I don't go to because they're like stick in the muds, and I'm a bitch. And I normally say what's on my mind, and if I know you're wrong about something, I'm going to tell you, yeah, that's wrong. And so I was in there earlier today, and I asked them about, I said, hey, are you guys going to celebrate in the Batman 75th anniversary? And he was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, how can you be a comic book store and not know this is coming with all these Batman anniversary comic books coming out this month? How do you not know that? Well, nobody told us. You're the owner. Nobody should have to tell you. You need to seek that information. So when I open my comic book store, I'm putting them out of business because they're stupid. And so the little guy comes up. He's like, yeah, I don't think they're really doing anything. I was like, dude, July 23rd, it's been all over the internet. It's all over DC's website. You need to just go seek the information. And I'm like, that's why I don't like. And then they get an attitude with me like I'm trying to be a Mr. Know-It-All. And not that I was trying to be. I was, because you didn't have the information. Anyhow, that was just ignorant and just pissed me off. But anyhow, I'm kind of babbling. I was talking to the guys in the chat room. And sometimes I think, Ken doesn't agree, I get on these tangents where, like, right there, I went off and I just, the whole cadence of what I was saying about going out to Atlanta and music, it was kind of, it was flowing. And then I start talking about that again, and then I'm off. But anyhow, promise you guys, we're going to talk about Apollo Nida. Now, you know, Apollo Nida is the husband of Real Housewives of Atlanta cast member Phaedra Parks. Now, Phaedra Parks, her claim to fame is she is a celebrity lawyer, and the only one that we really knew that she really represented was Bobby Brown back in, you know, the early 2000s, 2001, 2002, when he was in that trouble and still married to Whitney Houston. That's the only one we know she's married, but she's done pretty good on the show. I happen to like Phaedra because she's smart. She's not your typical skinny woman. She has curves. She has a donkey booty. And her man, but where she lived in Atlanta wasn't too far from where I lived in Atlanta. A lot of these Atlanta chicks on the show, well, except for Candy Burrish, she's the real deal. Try to act like they have all this going on, but you remember, and I've said this before, you remember where Cynthia got married at? Cynthia, I celebrated my birthday there. It's not that big of a deal, right? My 40th birthday. So Apollo was Phaedra's fine-ass husband. Now, talk about fine, yellow, red-bone brothers. He's one of them. Body for days. Face for days. Just that he just has it. But when she found him, he was a crook. He was a criminal. But I think sometimes she's a smart woman. I think she probably had all her ducks in a row, and she needed good genetic material to make pretty babies. Because the two boys that she has are adorable little boys. They're cute little boys. But now his black ass, or yellow ass for as it were, is going to jail because he stole millions. And this is why I miss living in Atlanta, because you get to find out the real drama, and because they talk about it on the radio and people call in and tell everybody's business. That's why I really miss Atlanta. Face for days. Yes. And so what he was doing, if you guys don't know, he was making fake corporations and fake auto dealerships, and then with the fake names, he would get real car loans to pay to his fake business. And millions and millions and millions of dollars. He had created two fake collection companies to gather personal information used to steal victims' identities in the United States. He's getting 8 years. So what's that? I don't know nothing about the jail system. So when they send you to 8 years, you got to do half the time. So you're going to get out in four. You know, do you think she should stay with him? Now, she's a lawyer. You know, my thing is, how much did you know? Because, you know, y'all buying houses, y'all buying, you know, he went somewhere to work every day. And you being a lawyer, you would think your second sense was like, I need to see some payroll taxes. You know, I need how much in state or government taxes did you pay this month, or where's our money going, and how much is this? You know, my thing is, you would think, unless he's just going to take the fall so she can raise the children and stay on the show. Now, you know, last season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, there was alleged misbehavior between him and Kenya Moore. And this year, I guess, I don't know, they say he's not gonna get sentenced. Here's the thing. Now, if I do something that's against the law, they're picking my black ass up and taking me straight to jail. No, you can't get out. We will, when your time comes to go before the judge, you'll just wait in here until we see you. How come he gets to wait 4 to 6 months before he turns himself in? What's that about? That is so unfair. I'm like, that's a bitch ass move. Bitch ass move, if you ask me. But they let him do it, you know. They said today's sentencing exemplifies, which was a few days ago, impartial justice regardless of economic class perceived celebrity status. Not a sentence should be an eye-opener for other like-minded criminals who scheme to steal victims' identities, defraud them, and ignore the consequence of their actions. I mean, how do you think you're not going to get caught? A few weeks ago, I got a letter in the mail, was from the Indiana Department of Workforce Development. So you go to this place to file a claim, when you're out of work, and unemployment benefits. You go there to file unemployment benefits. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't get fired from my job and I haven't quit. So why, you know, am I getting this? So I call the people up and they're saying, oh, they said, yeah, somebody did it on, well, you or somebody did this online, you know, so they can start getting claims, making claims on your business, on your, where you work at, to get unemployment benefits. I'm like, excuse me? I said, but how does that work? That's a scheme that cannot work. They said, well, if you had waited, it could have been somebody watching your house, somebody around your home, who was watching the mail, and, you know, they could have got something out of your trash with your name and everything on it, filed the claim, and then was watching the mail to see when you got your award letter, and then they could have used that information to go online to change your address. They said, and so the guy, he's like, well, I caught it because I caught it because I don't know why you would go from making X amount of dollars to making what we would pay you in unemployment. I'm saying, but then that sounded shady. I'm like, well, that still doesn't make sense, because why would you catch that? Why would that flag to you if you didn't have prior knowledge? I said, is this something going on, you know, across the state of Indiana? He said, well, it's been a few people. I'm like, none of this makes sense. You know, none of it. So I called again. What's today? I called Monday to see how far they've gotten on my particular case and the specifics of it, because I think there's some shady business going on at the Workforce One Development unemployment benefits, you know, because people will steal your identity, you know. And I checked my credit and I made sure everything was okay and there was nothing going on crazy, but you just never know, you know, who's watching you, and or, you know, going to these websites and giving up to much information, which I try not to do. But sometimes it's inevitable if you want to have a presence online. Sometimes they ask for that information. I know Facebook is going to be sharing, from what I hear, more information about you to advertisers to get you personalized advertisement through your Facebook experience. So who knows? Well, let's take one more break, I think. One more break for tonight. And then we'll come back and then I'm going to take it. I'm going to take the How Bitchy Am I quiz. And this is scientific. You guys will finally know if I'm the supreme bitch or not. And it'll be decided. So we'll be right back.
I'm not perfect and I'm no snitch, but I can tell you she's a bitch. I would not trust her if I could. No, 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 she's just no good. I see crazy every day inside this New York cabaret, but nothing could prepare me for that being 23.
Know that is the theme song to one of my most favorite shows in the last 10 years, comedy wise, with the number one bitch on TV, Chloe from Don't Trust to Be in Apartment 23. That was the name of a very, very early episode of the 5x5. It was called Don't Trust the Be on Podcast 23. I named it. It's in. If you look on the 5x5 replay, it's in there. that was Katie Hampton with Don't Trust the Bee. And that was pretty cool. I thought that was cute. And it makes perfect sense for this segment of the 5x5 Late Night Show. Welcome back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you have the time, please find us on Facebook, the 5x5, and like our page. I'm trying to reach another milestone. You know, we hit 10,000 listen, plays, downloads earlier this week or the latter part of last week. And I thank you. And don't forget to like the show here on Spreaker, but go to the 5x5 on Facebook and give us a like over there. Then you can see everything that I'm sharing. That's Facebook is where I share everything about every podcast I do, whether it's a real talk with Nikki and Ken, a comic book show, Fanboy Weekly, something I've seen, something I'm talking about, a picture, or this show, the 5x5 Late Night Show. You can find it on Facebook. And so go like us over there or follow us at our blog at the5by5.blogspot.com. And follow me on Twitter. I get this from Ken. I'm learning. The capital B. The podcast with D, the capital B. I know that's right. Ken, we're in the presence of Instagram greatness. He is a self-proclaimed Instagram stalker. He will like and he will look and he will photograph everything in Instagram and put it all in lo-fi filter. Now, but I'm on Instagram as well. The number one, the funny guy, because like I told you guys, I'm funny. So one funny guy. So follow me over there. And then you see a lot of comic book pictures and some of my nascent artwork. I just finished a Storm Mod Podge plate, which turned out pretty good. So you can check those out and tell me if you like it or not. And Ken said he is the king of Instagram. Don't get it twisted. So check those things out. So we're back and we're talking about Bitches. Now that was like my favorite song from a television show. There's a show that I've started watching because I really like in the summertime, I really don't watch live TV. Once all my shows go off for the summer, I just watch stuff on like Netflix and Hulu and HBO Go because True Blood came back, you know. But here's the thing. Trying to find something the other day on HBO Go, because they do a lot of the same movies. And for some reason, HBO loves Joanna Man. I mean, the 7 or 13 people that seen Joanna Man, they don't want to see it again. Take it off HBO. That's ridiculous. Anyhow. I'm looking at their series because they have really good series because True Blood is on there and I think was the L Word on HBO that was on Showtime, but anyhow, you know, a lot of these premium cable stations like HBO, Cinemax, Showtimes, they have really good weekly series. Like Spartacus started out with Spartacus, now is on Sci-Fi, but there's a show on HBO called Getting On. I had heard about it many months ago when Niecy Nash, she said she was doing two shows. She was doing The Soul Man with Cedric the Entertainer, but she was doing a new show on HBO. And I'm like, really? Okay, Niecy Nash, you better get it. And I absolutely love Niecy Nash because I think she's funny. I like Niecy Nash from the days when she was on Reno 911. Reno 911 is hilarious. And the blonde chick, she's on the 80s show. Now I can't think of the name right now. It's like a family's name, but she's on that. Hilarious. But remember she was Renika Jenkins, Ronisha Jenkins, Johnson or Jackson. And she was hilarious on Reno 911. You remember Reno 911 had the little the sheriff dude that had the really, really booty shorts. And what was his name, guys? Help me out. I forget his name. And anyhow, she was on that Niecy Nash West. But she has a show now called Getting On. And it's set in a hospital with, I think his name was, she sure did used to do Clean House. She sure did. I love Niecy Nash. And so she sure did. I used to love me some Clean House. And so this show called Getting On HBO, only 6 episodes. You know, they did what was that? The new gay show that's on there, Looking. That only had like 8 episodes. So I think they try them out to see how they're going to do. It's hilarious. The sister from Roseanne, I think her name is Lori Metcalf. She's on there. Hilarious. And then Alex Borgnine from That she's the voice of Family Guy's wife. What's the her name on there? Peter Griffin's wife, Lois Griffin. She's the voice, but she also started out on Mad TV. As remember, she was Mrs. Swan, so she's on there. But Niecy Nash is on there too, and she's a bitch, And but there is a character on there on the second episode. If you have HBO Go, if you have a way to see Getting On, look at episode two. It's like if you it's called Going to San Francisco, and there's a old patient on there named Varla, and she cusses from the time she told this one guy that he was a fat fairy. She called Niecy Nash a fat dyke. She told Alex Borgnine, which is Don the show, that she would punch her into next week. She wanted it was it's so funny, and she's such a bitch. I'm like, she gets my bitch of the week because it's hilarious. So if you have the opportunity to see Getting On, check it out. There was something else I was going to address before we take off tonight, other than the quiz, and I'm trying to find. See, this is where I get confused, Ken, and I lose my train of thought. We talk about Real House of customer service. I'm not going to talk about that. Getting on, I guess it's everything. So, drum roll, please. We are going to take the How Bitchy Are You or Am I quiz. So, if you go to www.brainfall.com and type in the search "How Bitchy Are You," you can take this quiz with me. So, our first question. Well, we'll read it first. Most of us bitch about stuff from time to time, and sometimes we may even be forced to straight up bitch someone out. But have you ever wondered just how big of a bitch you are? Take this quiz to find out. So, number one, have you ever bitched out a little kid for being a brat? I probably have. That sounds like something I would do. Next question. Number two, have you ever bitched out a telemarketer for disturbing your peace? Of course I have. Question three, have you ever bitched out a pet for being naughty? I bitch up my dog quite a bit. Let's see. Number four, how often do you bitch about traffic in your town? All the time, because this is the only city I know where they stop at green lights, and then they won't go. It's like a 10-second lag from when the light turns green until they actually go through the light. I don't understand it. It's the only place I've ever lived or even visited that they stop at green lights here. Anyhow, number five, how often do you bitch about stupid people in your life? All the time, because there's a lot of stupid people in my life. Six, you go to a crowded local restaurant and a server seats you. After perusing the menu for a while, you and your party are ready to order, but your waitress or waiter is nowhere in sight. 10 minutes pass before you decide to wait another 10 minutes. You begin bitching about the service to your friends. You start looking for the manager. That's a difficult one. It's either one or three. I mean, A or C. I'm not completely ridiculous, so I'd probably wait another 10 minutes. But after the second 10 minutes and they didn't show up, it'd be on like Donkey Kong. Number seven, you take your young child to a playground. If you don't have children, imagine babysitting for a friend. Well, I don't, but I have a niece and nephew. Another child pushes your child while his mother stands by and says nothing. Woo, child. You ignore it and explain to your child that sometimes life isn't fair. Gently reprimand the little boy who pushed your child. Yell at the boy if his mom won't do it, then you will. Scold the mother. I would scold the parent, and we'd probably almost ready to get the fight because I would cuss her out and tell her to keep her little ragamuffin child's hands off my niece and nephew. That's what I would do. Number eight, your flight has been delayed and you find yourself in an airport bar, furiously texting your heart out when a boring-looking stranger interrupts and asks to join you. You get sucked into yet another boring conversation, find an excuse to leave the bar, gently reject the stranger, letting him or her know that you're not in the mood to talk. Tell the stranger straight up that they are already boring you. No, I like meeting new people, and it could be a hookup to pass the time. You know, they got that bathroom action going on at the airports. No, I don't do that. I'm playing. I would get sucked into yet another boring conversation, but it probably wouldn't be boring because I like meeting new people. Anyhow, number nine, you're next in line at the convenience store, and when an old lady walks straight to the cashier, essentially cutting you off, you let the little old lady go first because she's old. Try to make eye contact with the clerk and hope he or she sources out for you. Calmly say, "Excuse me, there is a line." Chew her up and spit her out, no cutting. I wouldn't go in on the old lady, but I would say, "Hey, there's a line." Unless she was trying to get her pacemaker or cane from behind the counter, you can't cut in front of me. So my results to the how bitchy are you quiz, you are 75% bitchy. So you are a regular bitch. Well, I don't like being a regular bitch. You know, a regular bitch is getting in trouble. You are bitchy. There is no doubt about it. But sometimes that's what it takes to get things done in this beach, in this bitch eat beach bitch world. All right. I heard that. let's see. Oh, Austin, you was a mega bitch. Oh my God, you must be really, really mean. Ken was a 64% bitchy, what they call a bow. All right, I like a balanced bitch. That's hilarious. A balanced bitch is better than being a basic bitch, right? I was truthful about my questions too. You know, I'm a bitch with a heart. I was speaking today, you know, I took my mother to her treatment today. And I don't like to, my mom listens to my show sometime now, so I try not to talk about it too much because she gets mad at me. But anyhow, I took her to her treatment today, and all the nurses and techs, they hate me because I tell them, if you're not doing something right and you're hurting my mother, then you need to step off. You know, because I'm getting tired of these bitches. And I'm like, yeah, no, you need to go off there. Well, I know you don't know what you're doing. And so a lot of them won't come over there when I'm there because they know I don't play. You know, I don't take no stuff. Don't be messing with my moms. Because if you hurt her, there's going to be a problem. And I try to tell them, yeah, I'd rather have me, which I'm a little bit more diplomatic in my bitchiness, other than my sister. She's just she's a fighting bitch. You know, there's a whole bunch of different bitches, and she's a fight one. But Ken says, when we do collaboration episodes, my friend, I need to introduce Ken as a balanced bitch. All right. I will introduce you as the balanced bitch. I'll be the, what am I then? The serious bitch. Nicole could be the funny bitch, and you be the balanced bitch. let's see. Austin says, Ken, I will be, got a little bit longer watching What's Love Got to Do With It. I will be. So, Austin, what do you do? You say, I will be so sweet when I hit 100 watches. What's that mean? I don't get it. But I think that is all we have for tonight. I don't like to keep you guys too much over an hour. So, we're right at the 70-minute mark. Don't you dare. Oh, you was joking. Oh, okay. I was going to introduce you. I was trying to figure out which roles that we played. So tomorrow at 8 o'clock, hopefully, me and my special guest will be talking comic books. So you'll get my full on comic book review for this week. Also talking about Batman 75 and all the variant covers that have to be had. Talking about comic book news as it portrays to the Arrow television show and who's the new people that's going to be on that. And also The Flash. So DC has really stepped up their their comic book television show game, and right now they're kind of squashing Marvel. But Marvel has the movie game on lock. Then later on tomorrow night at 12 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central, Mr. Ken Boggle will be on Blog Talk Radio, sharing us his Ken Boggleness. And then look for me back on Sunday night at 1:30 for Fanboy Weekly, where we talk about everything Fanboy and everything that's coming up. I don't know if we have or if I have anything else going on. So, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Austin, for joining us for the first time. Thank you guys for listening tonight. Check out the Facebook page. Don't forget to like the page. Don't forget to like the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Then we'll see you back again on Sunday. Good night, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.